And now it's time for Ask Roz and Mocha.
Welcome to it. Time to answer some questions. Denzel, what up?
What's up, guys? How are you?
Good, buddy. Welcome back to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. We know you've asked a question before on the phone a couple times, right?
Yeah, a couple times.
Yeah. And I see your name pop up all the time in the comment section. What is your question this week?
So what do you wish you could enjoy as much? What do you wish you could enjoy as an adult as much as you did as a kid?
What do I wish I could enjoy as much as an adult that I did as a kid?
What's your answer, Denzel?
Well, my answer is wrestling, because when I was a kid, there wasn't like rumor mills. There wasn't dirt sheets. So everything I watched on TV was like a genuine surprise. So I wish I could be like that again.
You know what? That's a really, really good one.
Yeah. Bring back the magic of wrestling.
Real good one. Yes. Yeah. Oh, dude, you are so right.
Yeah.
Because the amount of rumors that are out there and like people who are just like spilling the beans from the organization. Yeah.
And back when you sort of thought it was real. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
what do you mean?
Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
It's still real to me, damn it. Do you guys have an answer? Dan Moore, do you have an answer?
Go ahead, Moore.
I was just going to say I wish I enjoyed, but then I thought about it some more, and I still do. I was going to say playing with Lego and stuff, but I still kind of do.
But you just don't do it because life just doesn't.
Well, when you have young kids in your family, then you can enjoy it again.
Yeah. No, that's true. Like, I would say, and this is
I was going to say trying foods for the first time, too.
But when you were a kid?
And when I was a kid and trying trying my dad's beer for the first time or trying something I've never eaten before. Now food is just all over the place.
Yeah, but there's a ton of food out there
that you still haven't tried.
Haven't tried yet. You can still do it now.
You know, that's true.
Yeah, you just gotta broaden
your... I've never had eel.
No, I me neither, man. You go ahead. You go ahead. You eat all the eel. You
report back. Let's know.
You go for it, man.
I'm good without eel in my life.
Yeah, me too. I'm fine. I'm gonna say, and this is gonna sound weird, okay? But I'm gonna say sleepovers.
I used to love those.
Okay, I'm gonna say sleepovers when you would just go to like a buddy's house, right? Eat all the garbage food and just like stay up late and crash out on the floor or the couch or whatever it is in the basement, and then wake up and just like go home. You don't do those anymore.
That's where I did no pants seances.
Right. You don't have sleepovers as adults, like straight sleepovers. Like sometimes a friend has to stay over or whatever it is.
Sure.
But like even then, it's difficult to like have just you and like one other guy or like a buddy or a couple buddies over to like sleep over, where you just like laugh at each other's farts and stuff like that. Like, you know, you don't do sleepovers anymore.
Do you want to come over this weekend for a sleepover?
No. I said I'm
closer, Mocha. You can come to my place.
No, I don't know if it would be enjoyable. Like, I don't know how comfortable I would be.
No, but we can make it fun. You can do fort.
First of all,
Maury inviting himself over.
Maury, believe me, if I'm going to start having adult sleepovers, okay, you are not sleeping over at my house.
Well, then you're not welcome in my fort.
That's fine. Why? Why? So I can eat half your eel? Do you want to come in my fort and taste my eel? I'm trying it for the first time. You can too.
Oh my God. Yo, Denzel, thanks for that question.
It
that was great,
really
dude.
It feels really cold in the hands.
No problem.
Later, dude. Look at the look on Chef's face. Arvin has a great question.
Yeah.
We got to bring up the lasagna that you made for Dammit Maury, finally.
Oh, God. Okay.
The lasagna saga.
Hold on.
You know what?
Hold
I bought store bought lasagna this past weekend. It was just not the same.
Okay.
Well, yeah, of course.
I need a drink for this.
Arvin says, is the lasagna bet a one-time bet, or will Maury get another lasagna if there's another below zero for five consecutive days?
It was a one-time bet.
So should we start a new bet?
No. You think I'm going through this for another 3 years
So I'm never getting another lasagna.
No. Yeah, that's pretty much the way it goes, right?
Well, then what's the point of living?
Well,
stick
I don't
to
know,
your
man.
Store-bought, man.
Yeah, you got store-bought.
No, once you've had...
As you just said, food is everywhere.
Sabrina said, how did the idea of the Roz and Mocha Show happen?
Oh.
Did the radio station have a need for a morning show? Yes. How were the decisions made? So yes, when KISS was launched back in 2009, they were basically starting from the very beginning with no announcers on the radio.
Right.
And Roz, I believe you were the first person hired with the intention of doing the morning show.
Right.
You were the first person hired for the radio station. And then they filled out the lineup. I don't know where in the lineup I was hired.
You were early. You were early, very early.
I was hired specifically to do the afternoon show.
Right.
From 2 to 7 p.m.
Yeah.
And then a couple of weeks later, I was asked if I wanted to be on the morning show. I originally said no.
Yeah, you did. You said no.
And then after multiple conversations, said yes.
You said no.
13 years later, here we are.
Right. Yeah. So it was a brand new station. It was a brand new show on a brand new station, which is super rare. And we started from, like, we started at zero.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it was very freeing. Like, it felt great because the expectations were so incredibly low.
That was just survive, guys.
Yeah. And so that's really how it all started. And if we, you know, and then, you know, once the show started getting bigger, you realize that it's not that we needed rules, but the sort of carefree aspect of what we were allowed to do at the beginning was sort of what made the show successful.
Mm-hmm.
And that wouldn't have happened had we started a show on a station that was already established.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have been allowed to do that kind of show. But because we started at zero and the station started at zero, we were allowed to do that. And then that just became the show, which was cool. Was really cool. And so, you know, here we are all these years later, still kind of doing that same show. Now the expectations are immense, but the show itself hasn't really changed.
Right. And we get to still answer questions like this one from Grace. Do you suck or bite a popsicle?
Interesting. Do I suck?
Well, you suck at first and then you bite.
Yeah, that's what I do.
You
like
do,
once
huh?
you get down to the bottom of the stick, then you bite the rest
off. You know
off.
What's interesting?
Mm.
Never suck.
What?
I only bite.
Wait, hold on.
I only bite.
Really?
Yep.
That doesn't sound enjoyable.
I love.
Shut up, Shem.
I love.
All of a sudden, Shem has joined the chat.
When
you also lose half the flavor if you bite.
No,
and don't
no,
suck.
No, 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 no. When I crack open a popsicle, first thing I break it in half on the side of the counter.
Yeah, same.
Right? Break it in half the side of the counter.
Risky move, though, because sometimes
the tops
the
come
top.
Off, the tips come off, and then you're fishing tips out of the bottom of the sack.
Yeah.
It's not good. shut up, Maury.
Please, somebody write in asking for this to be slowed down.
For me, there's nothing better than taking a fresh half of a popsicle, putting it in my mouth, and just snapping the first third off.
Mm.
I love that.
Really?
It's still hard. Oh, my God. It's so good. It sticks to your lips a little bit. It's awesome.
Yeah, but you're losing half the flavor, and then also if you get too much wood, then it just dries out your tongue.
But do you chew that piece that's in your mouth, or do you just let it sit on your tongue and let it melt?
I chew it.
Really?
I chew it.
I just find at that point, though, it's almost like what do you call it? Like chewing styrofoam.
Yeah, that's what I like about it. Cold
really?
Styrofoam. Hmm. Yeah, limey cold styrofoam. What's your favorite popsicle flavor?
Oh, right. Chocolate.
Chocolate?
Yeah.
That's I thought no, like the not chocolate and stuff. I mean, like between the red, the blue, like those usual
chocolate.
Ones.
Yeah, I love chocolate popsicles.
Really?
Yeah, but if you're banana.
Okay, yellow.
Yeah, yellow.
What about red?
Or the rocket ones that are red, white, and blue, USA, USA.
Right. So for me, I'm going red is actually my least favorite. No, sorry, purple is my least favorite.
Grape?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, I don't like it. I find that the grape, I always found it, maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm just like thinking back, like my kid memories are deceiving me. I always felt that the purple ones, the grape ones, melted faster than all the other colors.
No, that's
no
true.
Way.
When you're
it's
eating
true.
It, when you're eating it, I always felt that way.
I
it's
don't
something
think so.
To do with the color sugar mix.
Yeah, thanks, Maury. That really,
yeah, you're just making stuff up.
Can I ask another alternative question?
You could have just stopped.
Yeah,
right. You could have just said, "Yeah, I agree," and I would have been like, "See, me and more." And then you had to go and try and do something.
I have an alternative, similar question.
Okay,
if you're having a freezy. Do you suck the freezy or do you feed the juice into your mouth?
I don't like freezies. I've never liked freezies. Really? I think I've had two in my whole life.
Freezies?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Come on. Man.
I don't like them. They cut the side of my mouth.
With what?
The hard plastic on the side.
Well, you're closing
of it.
Your mouth around it too much.
Yeah. So I guess that I would suck then. I guess that's
oh,
what
no,
it would
I
be.
Oh, no. I feed the juice.
No. Like where you squeeze the bottom and just like it
and
all
you feed
pops
it
up.
Yeah.
Ugh, no. Freezies to me are like a little low rent. You know what I mean?
Really?
No, but it's by the pool, and you're come out of the pool and have a freezy.
No. Sorry, I just upset Shem. Yo, like man. Freezies to me freezies to me are a little low rent.
It's less work, dude.
No, that's like
I love freezies. I love popsicles.
No, I love popsicles, right? But like if I went to somebody's house, and they were like, hey, because this is the problem, right? You would go to some kid's house, and their mom would be like, hey, do you guys want some popsicles? And I'd be like, hell yeah, and then they'd come out with freezies, mm-hmm. right? Because like some people call freezies popsicles,
right?
And I never liked freezies. It was just ice and like sugar.
I hate to break it
like
to you. It's the same stuff.
It's not.
It's the
composition is
stuff.
Different. The composition of it is so different. It's so very different. It's not the same thing.
But it's literally
all.
The same ingredients.
No, I know, but it's the preparation is different. Absolutely, the
but
preparation
when it melts,
is
it's
different.
The same.
No, it's not at all. They're two wildly different things. Listen, I'm going to go right in and say it, okay? never mind. Okay.
Like
freezies are for peasants.
We'll move. Hey,
okay,
man.
Right?
Yeah. We'll move on to this one from Rayman. Would you rather have boiling water poured all over your skin or freezing cold water?
I'm going to say freezing cold water.
Yeah. I think
water would ruin your skin.
The obvious answer is freezing cold
water.
That's
a stupid question.
Right? Because boiling, that's permanent damage.
Yeah.
Freezing cold, at least your body temperature will start to, like, immediately will start to do its thing to warm up again.
Yeah. No. Definitely cold water. Definitely cold water.
This question we haven't received in a real long time.
Okay.
This one comes to us from Chantel. Hypothetically speaking, Roz, if you were gay and single, would you date Dammit Maury?
Oh my God, stop it with this question.
Yo,
okay.
How many years has it been that we've been getting
this question? A lot.
Right?
You know, if you answer the question, it goes away.
I'm not
It's been forever. Like, whoever the very first person was to ask that question.
I'm
like
not
you started
doing that hypothetical.
You started a troll job that went years.
No, I'm not answering that stupid question. That is probably the 100th time that exact same question has been asked.
All right.
Amori on the phone. You can hear him.
Bald spot is shiny.
Yeah, they took your hair down too much more, I think.
Yeah, but now I don't have to go back for a while.
No, but like, it looks like...
Do you know I'm excited to go gray?
Yeah. You have not gone gray yet, huh?
No.
Interesting.
And you'd think I would have
What about
now?
In your beard, if you grow your beard out? Is it a little gray or
I
no?
I don't know.
No. What about your head hair, Mocha? You wear hats all the time. We'll get to this caller in a second.
Yeah.
How gray is your head hair?
Jet black.
Is it? Take your hat off for a second. Do you dye?
No.
You don't do a little? No?
Never.
You don't comb it in?
Nope. Never.
No, huh?
Nope. I have like, I think there's one gray that's somewhere in the front here.
Yeah.
Like literally one strand.
Really, huh?
Other than that?
Yeah.
Because
your beard, you got a lot of gray in that beard.
Ah, like one or two.
Oh, please.
But you said that was because of alopecia.
No.
I had alopecia at one point in my life.
Yeah, you did. But also you're getting older at one point in your life. And that's where the gray comes from.
Okay? No.
Yeah.
The stress. Y'all stressing me out. Yo, Renee, what's up? It's Roz and Mocha.
Oh, hi, Roz and Mocha.
How are you today?
I'm so good. I'm so excited.
Well, we're excited to have you on the podcast. What's your question?
What is a bad habit of your spouse's that is now your bad habit?
What is a bad habit of your spouse's that is now your bad habit? You go ahead. What's yours? Do you have an answer?
I have a very strong preference for Diet Coke now,
really?
In general, especially with meals, whereas before I would not go near it.
Really? So you drink Diet Coke with all your meals?
I try to stop myself, not all my meals. I prefer for it for all my meals, but I try to drink water for at least one of them because I know it's really bad.
Wow. You gain a lot of weight drinking Diet Coke too.
I lost weight because it's
you
like gave
did,
me caffeine.
Huh?
Oh, wow. Really? Okay.
Wow.
Let me see. What bad
habit? I'll tell you, there's a bad habit that Catherine has that Roxy has 100% picked up, my
Which
kid.
Which is?
Ugh. Throwing food.
What do you mean?
If we go to the grocery store,
okay,
and I'll grab the cart because I need to be in charge of the cart. I cannot give up that power to somebody at all. Catherine can never be in charge of the cart in the
Have
grocery
they ever
store.
Tried to challenge?
No, because Catherine is the type of person, okay? I love her. But Catherine is the type that walks into a grocery store, doesn't get a cart or a hand cart, and then walks around the store filling her arms. And then she has all of this stuff in her arms, right? And then, so we split up, divide and conquer when we're in the grocery store. We don't cruise the aisles together. She hates that, right?
Oh.
So what?
Why is it because she knows what she wants and she just goes straight there?
Yes, yes.
Whereas you like to look around?
No, she'll be like, you go get this and I'll go get this. And I'm like, okay, cool. I'm going to go get something for dinner. You go get the staples that we need, right? And then so Catherine throws food and stuff. And so what I mean is she will find me in an aisle, mm-hmm. right? And if I'm in the aisle with the cart, she will, when she gets about 10 feet away from me, start launching things into the cart.
Like it's a game?
Right. And just start throwing food and groceries and toilet paper from wherever she is into the cart.
Dog, how does she know or how does she not know, like, if you have eggs and bread at the bottom of the cart?
She doesn't. She doesn't. And what winds up happening is, like, I will have stuff in the cart. And then she will walk by and throw something heavy on top of a bag of hamburger buns.
Yeah.
Or on top of a bag of chips.
Yeah.
Or on top of something else. Okay. And then when we get up to pay, if we don't do the self-checkout, when we get up to pay, if we're actually at, like, the where the conveyor belt is, checkout aisle number 3, right?
Yeah.
She will stand there and she reaches into the cart with the stuff and it's right beside her and she does not place the things on the conveyor belt. She tosses them on the conveyor belt. Okay?
Rude.
And it drives me crazy.
Okay, I have a solution.
And so Roxy now has become a food thrower. Well, Roxy, if I'm at the store with her, she'll see me if she goes to the other aisle to pick up something. Uh-huh. As she's walking towards me to meet me, she never just walks right up and places the thing in the cart. She waits until she's a couple of feet away and gives it a light toss and it lands in the bottom.
Okay, I have a solution.
Yeah.
But before I give my solution, by the time either of them meet up with you, is your cart, like, pretty full or just, like, a couple of items?
No, no, no. I never fill a cart because I go to the grocery store every day.
Okay. Solution. When you guys walk in together, they get the cart, you get a little basket.
You're not understanding the dynamic. Catherine will never take a cart or a basket.
But you just force the cart onto her.
Force something onto her? Okay. Like, yeah. No, she never will.
Like, Catherine, please take the... I have a basket.
Yeah.
I want you to take the cart. And then when we meet up, I will put everything from my basket into your cart.
I'm also... What is it?
Better solution.
Yeah.
Anything they throw into the cart, you take out and say, I'm not buying that.
Okay.
Okay. Listen, Maureen. Okay.
Separate carts.
Yeah, that's how things work in your house. I'm not buying it. Okay.
It doesn't come home.
I'm not buying that. Okay, fine. You can have that conversation with your spouse in the middle of the grocery store. I'm not having that conversation with mine in the middle of the grocery store.
Yeah, so basket and a cart.
First of all, I'm not a cart guy. I'm not a basket guy.
What?
I can't walk around.
I
with
love
a basket
carrying around
on my
like a
arm,
purse.
Like I'm picking strawberries. Oh. No, it's not for me.
That's how I do it. And you prance around?
No.
Prance?
No.
I love doing do-do-do-do-do.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm not a basket guy at all. I think it's a sign of weakness, actually.
Really?
Yeah,
no
I do.
No way.
I
use a basket.
Dude, I just said I carry a basket.
If I know that I only I'm going to the grocery store for like 4 things, I'm not going to waste the use of a massive cart versus putting 4 things inside of a basket.
I do like leaning on a cart. Like, that's fun to lean on a cart while you're walking.
You're so small. How do you not accidentally bang your teeth on the handle? Like, it's probably dangerous for you to use a cart.
When you guys go to the grocery store, does Matt have to lift you up and put you in the little seat?
I could fit.
What's a bad habit? So, Dan Moore, do you have an answer?
It's funny. I was thinking about this, and we are very much similar, so I don't think I've picked up any of his habits as much as he's picked up all mine.
Oh, really? Like, what? Like, what's a bad habit you have that he now has?
Like, he is petty. He is bickery. He gets angry easily. Like, I notice so much of me in him now.
But maybe that is... Have you not thought that maybe that is just a reaction to you? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like he is also those things. It's just this is the only way to react to you.
It's because of you.
It's because of you.
Could very well be. We have not... We have not talked since Sunday.
Why?
What are you talking about?
We literally have... I shouldn't.
What
we
happened? Say it.
He got furious at me because I asked him if he would play Wordle with me.
Yeah.
And he got so mad that we've not talked since Saturday because of Wordle.
Wait, does he play Wordle, though? Like,
no,
on his own?
He refused. He thinks Wordle is awful.
Why?
And he thinks it is a waste of time. And I was lying in bed. I'm like, oh, my, help me with my Wordle. This would be a really cute thing to do on the weekend together. Not for any social, just for us, like a new thing.
Yeah.
And he got out of bed, and he was so angry. He said, you know, how dare you on our weekend want to play Wordle when we could get up and go and do something? We've not talked since.
So
I made dinner last night, and I made it for both of us. His dinner sat on the counter. He made himself pass. pasta and wouldn't touch the dinner I made.
No, that petty. Wait, so this happened on Saturday night.
Sunday morning.
And you guys went the entire day without saying a word
and
to
all
one
of
another,
Monday.
And then all of Monday.
Yeah.
So did you try to engage in any type of convo with him?
Hell no. He should apologize to me. It's Wordle.
Okay. Wow. Now, do you not maybe think, though, that this is something other than Wordle? Like, this is maybe a culmination of a lot of other things that came to...
Absolutely, but I'm taking Roz Weston's advice, and you argue about the only that one thing at that moment.
Yeah, but that's not what you're arguing about, though.
He said Wordle, so therefore that's the only
thing
on the table.
What else has been going on recently?
Oh, I mean, he always complains that all I ever do is focus on work. But yeah. I mean, that's whatever. That you married
him. He does too, though.
He does too. Exactly. Yeah. But he said Wordle. Therefore, as Ross Weston would say, focus on
thing. But Maury, that only works when both people are on board. Mm-hmm. That's a couple thing, not an individual thing.
By the way,
what Maury's talking about is I know. Maury, first of all, you're giving people terrible advice.
Okay.
Like the worst advice.
It's your advice.
No, it's not. That is not what I said. What I said was when it comes to couples, the agreement has to be, okay, you can argue, but you can only argue about the thing you're arguing about. And what I mean is oftentimes if you are fighting about who's going to pay the hydro bill, right? Okay. And then a couple hours later, somebody goes, hey, do you want to get Uber Eats tonight? You can't go, I don't want to get Uber Eats. What are you talking? Okay. You don't fight about everything. When you fight, only fight about, you can argue, but you can only argue about the thing you're arguing about. Don't let it spill into other things. You guys should both be able to be functioning human beings together in a world while still maintaining an argument about something. And it should not, don't let it infest everything, because then all of a sudden you're just two people who fight about everything, where then everything becomes a contentious issue, where if you just realize that what it is you're arguing about has to be the focus and you're not going to start arguing about other things, that is a decision that couples have to make together. More, you can't just say, I'm only talking about this, because that's what pisses Matthew off.
Well, no, I thought what you said. But like...
Wow,
I thought you meant we can only continue the argument about Wordle.
No.
You can't introduce new arguments. Right now we're not talking because of Wordle.
So wait a second. So when you made Matthew dinner, right?
I put it on the counter. It was beautiful. It was roasted carrots with couscous on top of leblanc.
Yeah, and he then did what?
Didn't touch it. He made his own pasta.
So like he walked in the kitchen right past the dinner you made?
And made pasta.
And put a boy. Why though?
And then the dinner I made him sat there all night.
Did you eventually eat it or no?
No, I left it there.
You left it.
Is it still there?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Wait, so did he say anything to you, or he made the pasta and then did he sit at the table or did he go and sit on the couch? Did
he
go
sat
into
on
the
couch next to me and
next to you. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you were watching the same show or did he change it?
No, he won't touch the TV. I was watching something on Netflix and it is what it is. And then he went and took Andy out for a walk. I probably should have went with.
Yeah. But he needed his alone time.
Yeah.
Okay, so then he came back, and what happened?
He was talking to the dog, and then so I was still lying there on the couch watching my show.
What was he saying to the dog?
No, he just like,
I'm
you know,
so lucky to have
stay.
You in my life.
Yeah, I really love you.
Dinner was still on the counter.
Yeah. Okay, so then what? Did you sleep in the same bed last night?
Yeah, but I go to bed super early. Mm-hmm.
But what about the night before? What about Sunday night?
I went to bed, yeah.
But, like, did you guys go to bed together?
No, I always go to bed first, and he watches YouTube or whatever until, like, 4 in the morning.
Right, and then he climbs into bed, and then did you wake up together at all?
No, I wake up earlier.
Uh-huh. No, but, like, on the holiday.
No, I woke up, went and made coffee, and started watching the news, and...
Did he have any of your...
He didn't get up until several hours later.
Several hours later. And so what time did you get up then?
I got up at noon. He got up at 2:30.
Oh, my God. What? Yo.
He got up at 2:30 in the afternoon?
Yeah.
You know what time I woke up yesterday? 6:30.
And did you play Wordle?
No, I don't play Wordle.
Yeah. Okay, so you think that this is all about Wordle. I doubt that. I highly doubt that.
All right, well, let's see how today goes.
Do you want us to call him?
No, I do not.
No.
Are you sure?
No.
Oh, What if I
every time I say, yo, we should call him Matthew, Matthew's always the busiest he's ever been on that particular day.
Yeah, no. I was talking to Shem off the air, and I'm like, can you imagine if we phoned him how bad that would make things?
should I invite Matthew to be part of my my group chat, Wordle? Or no?
No, my God, he is so against Wordle.
Why, though?
He thinks that computer games are awful.
Okay.
And a waste of time. And I said, yeah, but it brings us together. We can help each other. It's a discussion. It's smart. I said, it's owned by the New York Times, which you love.
Yeah, and what did he say?
He goes, yeah, well, no. He goes, people, happy families shouldn't be playing Wordle.
Well, I hope that answers your question,
Renee. Do you guys never just sit around and play games? Like, do you never play cards or, like, dig out a board game or something like that? Like, you never play games?
No, I bring chess. Like, I brought chess to the cabin at Christmas. I wanted to play chess, but he was more interested in, like, we should read together or do something more educational. I'm like,
stuff that involves, like, not talking to one another.
But, like, you guys never just, like, break out a deck of cards and play, like, crazy eights or something like that?
No. Really? I would love that.
What
do you anticipate? What do you anticipate is going to happen when you get home today?
More silence.
Wow.
No, I'm holding my ground. He should apologize to me.
Yeah. Looks like you're holding some water, too. You look a little bloated.
All that couscous.
Yeah, two dinners.
Mocha, what's your answer?
What bad habit of my spouse that I've taken on? You know what? I don't have an answer because I can't think of anything.
Yeah.
I honestly can't.
Well, I don't have a spouse. Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah, Shem.
I wasn't going to include you, man.
You brought it up, dog.
Yeah.
What about Mocha? What about your recycling?
Oh, I know. I was just going to say, Shem, you're lucky because the one thing that I hope that you would not pick up from your spouse, which would be a terrible habit, which, of course, as we all know, would be infidelity.
Even Renee is stunned. Stunned. Thank you for that, Renee. You got a real inside look into the conversation here on the Roz and Mocha Show.
How long have you been on the phone with us, Renee?
Many years.
14 minutes and 51 seconds. Minutes.
Wow.
I've had many years to think about this question.
Wow.
So
we're going to have to give you a credit on the show at some point. Union rules and stuff.
Thank you, Renee. Love you lots.
Thank you so much. Love you.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. Jackson says here, is there a moment in your life that you regret all the time, but now realize that it was a good decision?
Yeah, Wordle. right, Maureen?
Yeah.
Is there a moment that you regret, but then you realize it was a good decision?
Mm-hmm. Is there a moment in your life that you regret at the time, at the time you regret it, but now realize that it was a good decision?
Oh, hundreds, I'm sure.
Yeah, all the time. All the time.
Yeah, like... I'm sure, not hooking up with somebody who said that her biker boyfriend was out of town. Wow. You know what I mean? Like stuff like that.
Yeah.
When you were younger, there was a lot of regret of not putting where I made the decision at the time to not sort of put my body in danger. And I regretted it because I thought that I missed out on something, fun or with someone who was fun. And then just years later, you realize that all of those times were just, you really made the right choice, not doing that.
There have been times like that either involve drinking or doing drugs, like not like hardcore drugs, but like smoking a ton of weed when I should not have been doing that.
Not taking jobs that were offered to me, even though the money was more and you regretted it at the time.
I remember one time in my career, I applied for three different radio stations at the exact same time. One of them I didn't get. They were just going through the process. They were already going to hire somebody internally, but they had to put out the kind of notice. The other two I got, I accepted a job at one radio station. And then like 2 days later, another one I had applied to said, hey, we really want you to come work here for us.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the one that I really, really wanted. But something I was like, I don't know, this other one, I didn't want to go back on my word.
Right.
And I took that one and it worked out.
But did you regret it at the time, though?
At the time I did. I was like, oh, man, I hope I'm not screwing myself over. And also the time that I moved to work in Calgary, I didn't really want to go, but I figured it was like, this is another time I figured it was probably going to be good for my career. and I really didn't want to go. And I hated it out there. Right. When I went out there, oh, man, it was the worst.
Yeah.
But in the long run, it ended up working out because it really, that experience, like, really, really helped my career.
So, yeah, so you regretted it at the time.
Oh, right? Big time. Yeah.
But realized that it was actually the right move.
Did Maury?
I was going to say, there was this one time where I was dating this guy, and he phoned me and said, we were arguing about potatoes, and
arguing about what?
Potatoes. And he said to me,
why do you say potatoes like a grandma?
He said to me, he said that he loved me. He's like, I just want you to know I love you. And I hung up the phone, and we never spoke ever again. At the time, I regretted it. But now I realized that the argument about potatoes and hanging up on him when he said, I love you, Brum, I wouldn't have had Matthew.
Oh. Wow, look at your life now.
Yeah, look at your life now.
You suggest playing Wordle and the man hasn't talked to you for 48 hours.
Isn't that funny? Maury just brings up an anecdote of how lucky he is to have be in the relationship that he's in and the mistake that he could have made that turned ugly after an argument about potatoes. Maury, you haven't talked to your spouse in days.
Huh.
Yeah, but this too will pass.
Like all the others.
Like all the others, huh, Maury?
Shem?
Like all the others.
Oh, wow. I mean, I guess the obvious is getting married. Yeah. But no, in all seriousness. Okay, well, okay, I can say this because you guys all know this in the room. I potentially had a chance to
you know that there are people listening, right?
Oh, whatever. I had a chance to be on the show one time. And there are times I'm like, oh, that would have been really, really cool. I don't know if I can say the show right now, but I had a chance to be on the show. And sometimes I'm like,
A
TV show, yeah.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh man, that would have been kind of cool. But you know, it just didn't work out. Circumstances just didn't allow for that to happen. But sometimes I think about that.
So what did you regret though?
The timing of it all.
No, but like when we say something that a decision you made where you regretted it at the time, but now you realize that it was the right decision, right? So did you regret turning down that TV show at the time and now realize that it was the right decision, or are you not there yet?
Yeah, no, I think that's exactly it. I think now I realize that that happened for a reason.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's the universe's way of like looking out for me kind of thing, right? Because at first it seems really flashy, really cool. I'm like, oh my God, I got to do it. Yeah. But I think the universe was just looking out for me. And at the time I didn't really notice that, but now I think.
See, I wish you could have done that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really do. Cool. I thought it would have been a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
That turning down work is always a tough one for people, especially when it... when there's money involved or sort of where you get to climb, because you get so stuck at like, in your job. And then the first time somebody offers you something, especially when you're young, the first time somebody comes to you with an offer, it's so flattering, right? Like nobody's ever wanted you to do anything. Like up to that point, you've had to go and ask somebody to pay you to do something. But the first time somebody walks up to you and says, we want to pay you to do this without you soliciting it ahead of time, it's so flattering. And you almost feel guilty, like you're letting yourself down by turning down a job offer.
Yeah.
Like it's haunting. Like the first time you do that, the first time somebody offers you something, a job, and you turn it down, it's haunting. And you regret it. Man, you regret it so hard. Quitting a job.
Like
same
when I
thing.
Quit Kukuru's Chicken.
Yeah, same thing. Kukuru's Chicken. Exactly what I'm talking about.
I think like 5 years ago,
I
was asked to host a TV show for a different network.
Right.
And the people I was talking to, they were like really into it, right?
Yeah.
And then I started getting into it because there's a show. It doesn't exist on television now.
Yeah.
But they were like pitching it. I was like, oh my God, this is like totally something I would enjoy doing.
Sure.
And then we started talking about like when we would film, where we would film, the hours. Anyway, things didn't work out, right? And I was like pretty bummed for a couple of weeks because I was like, oh man, I really wanted to do this. But then afterwards, I thought about it and I was like, I'm glad I didn't, only because I know the hours that it was going to require for how many ever weeks or months it was going to take me away from. I didn't want it to distract from A, my family, and B, affect this show. Because I think now that I think about it, it probably would have affected this show and me like mentally being here.
Right.
You know what I mean?
This was during this show?
It was like 5 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that stuff's tough. Turning down work is tough. It's because it's so flattering, right? Mm. Like it's so, it's, you know, you work hard and I know work isn't everything, but when somebody comes to you with an offer, to turn that down is a real, real tough thing for people to do.
Yeah.
It sucks. And you always regret it. You always do. And then you come around and realize it was probably the best decision.
Thank you very much for all of your questions. Keep a lookout on Instagram at Kiss925. That's where we get these questions from. Ask Roz and Mocha is the name of it. And keep loading up the comment section. Yes,
Mocha. Mocha, I think it's important. I don't know if you did it. Did you do Chantel's question?
You read from a Chantel.
Did we? I don't know if we did that one yet, though. I think we should really do
Chantel's. Hypothetically speaking, Roz, if you were gay and
single. Shut up.
Get him.
This has been the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.